This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As you head into this day, don't forget the one who gave you this day, and that is God, the one who is the most important person in your life. As things are right between you and God, there's peace in your heart, no matter what's falling apart around you. There's an anchor, a stone that you're anchored to that's unmovable, and that is God. And God's involvement in your life brings stability and peace into your life. And not only that, but God gives you a purpose in life. He wants to work through you in this world. And so being close to Him, spending time with Him each day, enables you to be on His wavelength, to sense what He is doing in your life and through you. And you know, you need to recognize that a race has been set before you. You've been given a purpose in this world. God has made you uniquely. He's given you a background that's full of certain pains and difficulties, and also certain joys and strengths. And God wants to work through everything about you, the tough times you've been through, as well as the abilities and gifts and strengths He's given you. God wants to work through you in a unique way in the lives of other people around you. And it's so important to stop and take stock and say, how does God work through me in people's lives? What does God bless through me? And then to focus your life on that. And as you could kind of get that sense of what God blesses through you, the race that has been set before you, then spend some time in prayer and set some goals that are kind of beyond what you could accomplish, and say, God, would you enable me to do this in this area that you seem to have called me to in life? And as you do that and set those goals, establish in your understanding and write it down on a piece of paper the steps it would take to make those goals a reality. And then set some dates beside those steps and begin trusting God to help you start moving by these dates in these ways that are going to lead your life to greater significance in the ways that God works through you. And I want to challenge you that as you get to those steps and you see God coming through, and you see God using you, and you see God moving you step by step towards those faith goals that may have seemed like kind of an impossible mountain to you when you first set them, and you see them starting to become reality, don't forget to celebrate the work of God in your life, to thank God, to acknowledge His role in developing your life the way it's going. Listen to what the psalmist writes in Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His loving kindness is everlasting. Oh, let Israel say, His loving kindness is everlasting. Let the house of Aaron say, His loving kindness is everlasting. Let those who fear the Lord say, His loving kindness is everlasting. From my distress I called upon the Lord, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall look with satisfaction on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I will surely cut them off. And he goes on to elaborate throughout this psalm what God has done for him. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. And he goes on and on with his excitement over what God has done for him that he couldn't do for himself. And in our lives, it's the same. You may not be surrounded by enemies who are nations of warriors that you have to overcome, but in your life, God is overcoming barriers to what He wants to do in your life. As you trust Him, as you set faith goals, as you establish the steps it's going to take to get there, as you put dates beside those and begin praying that God will move you in those directions, and as you see Him doing what only He can do, be sure and stop, and in your own heart and before other people, give God the praise and the glory for what He is doing. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.